The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Testosterone Replacement Therapy FAC. How can bioidentical testosterone hormone replacement therapy treat andropause? This depends a lot on the unique characteristics of the individual, including height, weight, age, lifestyle choices, and genetics. Andropause, the male form of menopause, is caused by low testosterone and human growth hormone levels in men. Testosterone levels begin to decline in men around the age of 27 to 30. It can be unhealthy for men to have low testosterone. There are studies that show that a high percentage of men that have early heart attacks or cardiovascular disease also suffer from low testosterone. Too much or too little testosterone works against your body. The goal is to find the optimal levels for the therapeutic replenishment of testosterone utilizing testosterone injections, creams, patches, or other forms of treatment. Men with andropause may experience many of the same symptoms as women with menopause: decreased energy, loss of muscle mass, memory issues, loss of focus, weight gain, irritability and depression, loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, and fatigue. These are just some of the symptoms of andropause, and at some point, every single man will hit his own personal wall. Contact us today. We can set you up to get a blood test locally in your city and have those results reviewed by one of our hormone replacement therapy doctors, who will then make recommendations about what you need to do to reach the optimal zone for testosterone. Testosterone levels brought to a healthy range can reduce or eliminate the symptoms of andropause and help men recapture their sex drive, endurance, and passion for life. Low testosterone no longer has to be a part of aging. Contact us to find out the next step for you to achieve optimal levels with one of our testosterone replacement therapy programs. How are testosterone levels raised to a healthy level using testosterone hormone replacement therapy? There are a number of highly effective ways to restore testosterone. Two of the most common methods are testosterone creams and injections. Testosterone creams are easily absorbed through the skin directly into the bloodstream, and it is a very smooth way to put testosterone into your body. A second common means of testosterone hormone replacement is with testosterone injections. Both methods are effective and viable. Injectable testosterone is sometimes described as more dramatic, and testosterone cream tends to be described as a slow, steady, upward path towards optimal health. Contact us to discuss which one is best for you and co-create a program to reach your optimal health and overthrow andropause. We also have a number of other treatment options available, including testosterone patches, sublingual testosterone, and testosterone sprays. When do testosterone levels start to decline? Testosterone production starts to decline when men reach the age of 27 or 28. After age 30, testosterone levels drop by around 10% every 10 years. Some men may notice the effects of declining testosterone when they are 30 to 55, and many men over the age of 40 have low testosterone levels. What are the symptoms of andropause? There are many symptoms of andropause. The most common ones are listed below: erectile dysfunction, hot flashes or night sweats, depression or grumpiness, irritability and mood swings, bone loss and frailty, decrease in energy and motivation, increased body fat around the midsection, muscle loss, low sex drive, and other quality of life issues. What is human growth hormone? Human growth hormone stimulates growth and cell reproduction. HGH may be prescribed with testosterone treatment if you have low HGH levels, which will be determined through an IGF-1 test. Low levels of HGH can cause loss of muscle mass and an increase in body fat, among other numerous symptoms that can negatively impact your life. If you would like to know more about human growth hormone restoration, call us and ask about our sermorelin acetate therapy and HGH hormone replacement therapy regimens. What is DHEA? DHEA is a hormone that is excreted by the adrenal gland. Males may convert DHEA to testosterone or estrogen in their body. Low levels of DHEA can cause depression, osteoporosis, obesity, and sexual dysfunction. It may be recommended by your doctor to take DHEA supplements. What is the normal range for testosterone levels? The normal range of testosterone is between 240 to 1100 nanograms per deciliter. However, it is suggested that men maintain a testosterone level in the upper end of the range. If your testosterone production is below a healthy range, you may benefit from testosterone replacement. What is a PSA test? PSA test stands for prostate-specific antigen test. A PSA test is used to screen for prostate cancer as a safety precaution before testosterone treatment begins. In the past, scientists hypothesized that high levels of PSA caused by testosterone replacement could increase the risk of cancer, but all research into the subject has provided evidence to the contrary. What percentage of men have andropause? An estimated 90% of men over the age of 40 have low testosterone or andropause. Unfortunately, only 5% of men with low testosterone levels seek treatment. If you suspect that you have andropause, you should get your testosterone production checked. Is hormone therapy safe? Numerous studies in recent years have attested to the safety of natural hormone replacement for men. In addition, testosterone and HGH do not cause cancer. Prostate cancer, for example, is caused mainly by heredity, lifestyle, and the tendency of the male body to increase estrogen levels as it ages. I may have andropause. What steps should I take? If you're experiencing any of the symptoms of andropause, you should get your testosterone levels checked. If you have low testosterone, a male hormone replacement therapy program can bring your hormones back to a healthy level. We can also test all of your hormones, including IGF-1 levels, and prescribe you a growth hormone injection program or a sirolimus injection program. Contact us today for a free consultation with no obligation. How does testosterone hormone replacement therapy restore healthy levels of testosterone? Testosterone hormone replacement therapy works by introducing bioidentical testosterone to the body. There are a number of means by which this is done, the most common of which are gels, creams, and injections. The testosterone injected or absorbed into the body is 100% identical to the testosterone produced by the human body. Of course, the injection or absorption of foreign sources of testosterone may lead to a further reduction in endogenous hormone production, so often it is necessary to combine testosterone therapy with other hormones and supplements so that the body is still able to naturally produce testosterone. What are the primary means by which testosterone is administered? Testosterone cream treatment. The four most commonly used methods to administer testosterone are creams, gels, patches, and injections. With testosterone creams, the patient applies the topical medication directly onto the skin, massaging it in so that it may be absorbed by the body. Creams are available at a variety of different strengths, generally between 1% and 10% testosterone. Creams are usually applied on a daily basis by massaging it into the skin. If you do not feel that you can reliably apply the cream each and every day on a set schedule, you may want to consider testosterone injection therapy. Testosterone gel treatment. Gels are a second form of testosterone replacement therapy. Gels are similar to creams in that they are topically applied to the body. The primary difference between gels and creams is the time that it takes the body to absorb them. Gels generally absorb into the body more quickly than creams. On the other hand, creams create more of a mess than gels. The difference between the two is not a difference of effectiveness, but a difference in ease of use. Testosterone injection treatment. The third common method of administration is intramuscular injection. Whereas testosterone cream is generally applied daily, injections are administered weekly or biweekly. Testosterone cream application allows the body to maintain more normalized levels of testosterone, whereas testosterone injection may lead to flagging testosterone as the week progresses. Both of these treatment options have their pros and cons, but both are incredibly effective methods to restore hormonal balance. Some patients find testosterone injections somewhat painful, and those who are uncomfortable around needles would be better served by a different method. Arguably, the biggest advantage of testosterone injection is cost. Testosterone shots are more cost-effective than any other form of effective testosterone treatment. Testosterone patch treatment. Patches are a fourth means by which testosterone replacement therapy is administered. A patch containing active testosterone is applied to the skin where the hormone slowly enters the body over the course of the day. The patch is changed out daily to mimic the body's natural hormone cycle. This is a highly effective way to have a normalized inflow of testosterone across the day. Unfortunately, this is one of the most expensive methods of testosterone therapy. Another disadvantage is that the patch can sometimes agitate the area immediately around and underneath the patch. Also, some people may not be comfortable with the aesthetic of having a patch constantly exposed on the skin. Should I use over-the-counter testosterone boosters? There are supplements that purport to boost testosterone that are available from places such as General Nutrition Center, but we do not recommend using these over-the-counter supplements without discussing it with your doctor, because there are significant risks to using many of these supplements. Testosterone cypionate versus testosterone enanthate. the primary difference between the two types of testosterone injections is the length of time that it takes for the testosterone to fully break down and enter the bloodstream. Testosterone cypionate is made up of the testosterone hormone linked to an ester chain comprised of 8 carbons. Testosterone enanthate is linked to a chain of 7 carbons. As the number of carbons in an ester group increases, the water solubility decreases, thus causing the testosterone cypionate to take longer to be absorbed into the bloodstream. Testosterone enanthate fully enters the system in a week, while testosterone cypionate takes 2 weeks to be fully absorbed by the body. Essentially, other than the time that it takes the body to absorb the load of testosterone, the two injections are functionally identical. At what age do men begin to have lower levels of testosterone? As men enter their late 20s, hormone levels, including testosterone, begin to drop. The speed and extent to which this occurs is dependent upon a number of factors, such as genetics, lifestyle, diet, and weight. It is very common for testosterone levels to be lower than ideal during this age, and the younger that one becomes testosterone deficient, the quicker testosterone levels tend to decline as they age further. By the mid-30s, testosterone levels begin to drop more noticeably, and almost all men have lower than ideal testosterone production by their 40s. If you notice a physical decline in your 30s that you feel is the result of testosterone or hormonal deficiency, you would be well served to contact the Conscious Evolution Institute. What are the common symptoms of male testosterone deficiency? Though there are many more symptoms of andropause, the most common are listed below. Difficulty sleeping, sometimes accompanied by chills or sweats. Depression, an inability to experience the joys of life. Mood swings and irritability, an inability to cope with the frustrating aspects of life. Bone degeneration and weakness, loss of motivation and energy. Weight gain, lack of endurance, muscle atrophy and weakness, decreased libido, other issues which affect one's quality of life, and sexual dysfunction, including but not limited to premature ejaculation, the inability to maintain a firm and erect penis, or total inability to perform. What is HGH? In addition to our popular and effective testosterone treatment, the Conscious Evolution Institute also offers human growth hormone replacement therapy. We can provide sermorelin injections as well as human growth hormone injections. Sermorelin therapy and human growth hormone therapy are similar, but there are two key differences. Human growth hormone therapy is stronger and usually produces more noticeable results than sermorelin, but sermorelin is much cheaper and is available as a generic hormone medication. Many argue that the benefits of sermorelin are more in line with the cost of the product, but others want to maximize the results of therapy and prefer HGH. Human growth hormone is the catalyst our body uses to stimulate the growth and development of our cells. An insulin-like growth factor 1 test can diagnose a human growth hormone deficiency. Human growth hormone levels are not easily measured in the body, but levels of IGF-1 in the blood are linked directly to HGH production, so IGF-1 tests are a useful test to diagnose human growth hormone deficiency. Testosterone deficiency and HGH deficiency can often occur at the same time, and it is common to be prescribed HGH therapy concomitantly. HGH deficiency can make the body fat and muscle atrophy issues associated with testosterone deficiency much more pronounced. What is DHEA, and what does it have to do with testosterone? DHEA is a precursor hormone to testosterone. This means that testosterone is derived from DHEA. DHEA is produced in the adrenal gland, and males can then convert the DHEA into either estrogen or testosterone, dependent upon the needs of the body. Abnormally low levels of DHEA in the body can lead to depression, sexual dysfunction, and osteoporosis. If it is determined that your hormonal imbalance is the result of multiple hormonal deficiencies, your doctor may prescribe DHEA so that the body can produce more of both or all of these hormones. DHEA treatment will not be effective for men who have a medical condition that prevents their bodies from manufacturing DHEA. Estrogen blockers are often prescribed in addition to DHEA to limit the amount of estrogen created to maximize the amount of testosterone created. What level of testosterone is considered normal? The normal range of testosterone in the blood is between 260 and 1080 nanograms per deciliter. Dependent upon age or other factors, you may not be producing enough testosterone even if your levels are found to be within the normal range. Especially for those patients that are younger, it is recommended to maintain levels that are near the top of the spectrum. If your levels of testosterone are below 700 nanograms per deciliter, you should definitely consider testosterone replacement therapy because it is very likely that low testosterone will have an adverse effect upon your life sometime in the future.